Welcome to the Social University Podcast. We are so glad you're joining us today because we want to help business owners, entrepreneurs, and people just like you who want to build their business online. Listen, if we can do it, you can do it. So let's go.
Video is here to stay. And if you don't embrace it in your marketing plan, it's going to hurt you sooner rather than later. If you guys have been following me for any length of time, you've heard me say video. You've heard me talk about video. It's a big deal. And in 2024, it's inescapable for your marketing plan, social media in particular. Today, we are going to talk about why and what you can do about it. So I'm big on why. Let's go ahead and get started. Okay, first and foremost, social media videos can effectively capture the attention of your followers. It's a great way for you to educate, inform, and entertain. And one of the key benefits is it allows you to tell your own story in your own voice. It is the perfect platform for you to tell people what you do and about you. Why does that matter? Well, because nobody can tell it like you can. Nobody else knows your story like you do. So it gives you the opportunity to represent that. So what does that mean? Well, let's talk some really hard, cold numbers. First and foremost, concerning the why, it enhances your brand recognition. Online videos make up more than 82% of all consumer internet traffic. Social media users are not only consuming more video today than they did last year, but they are more likely to share and engage with it than any other type of content. Video increases your engagement. 53% of consumers engage with a brand after watching video on social media, emphasizing the importance of fostering the that transparency, that authenticity, so you can build customer trust. Video does that. It does it more effectively. It does it faster. Studies show that videos of 15 seconds or less are 37% more likely to be shared than videos that last more than 30 seconds. That's short form video is more likely to be shared with friends and family than long form. I'm not saying long form can't be, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later also. Okay, the third statistic, video improves your SEO. For those of you guys who do not know, SEO means search engine optimization, and it is literally how people find you online. So it is very important that you have that set up for your, because otherwise your website is just a really, really pretty digital business card. It has to work for you also. So websites with video are 53 times more likely to land on the first page of Google in search results than any kind of website that doesn't have video on it. So again, it helps with your website. And we're going to get more into the social media side, but I do think you need to know all the statistics. Number four, it really improves your user experience. Social media platforms continuously tweak their algorithms and change they deprioritize and they reprioritize, but truly the trend is clear. They favor video content. Social media videos are perfectly tailored for your phone. And that's where most people spend the most amount of time on social media. So a couple of years ago, it had to be landscape, not anymore. You know, portrait is almost on every single platform the preferred way to record. So people can consume it easier because they're on their phones when they're consuming. And number five, video has a much higher conversion rate. Studies show that 64% of consumers will make a purchase after watching a branded social video. And this includes a video on your landing page. It can increase your conversion rate by 80%. So with all of these statistics and all of these positive things that they can, video can do for your brand, for your business, for your social media, there are still people who will not do it. Let's talk about that. Okay, so you know why. Let's talk about the what, because there are so many different forms of video that are available. Short form is the first. Short form would be anything from 6 seconds to about a minute. Anything over a minute is considered long form. Live, I think that's self-explanatory. It's exactly what I'm doing right now when you record while you are streaming live. The explainer video, where you tell people your story, you tell people your own why, you tell people the story behind the story. Demos, where you show people how something works. Don't know how to make a cup of coffee. I'm going to show you how to make a cup of coffee. Don't know how to put your logo on video that you're about to put on Instagram? Let us show you how to do that. That's what we do. So demonstrations work really, really well. Testimonials are awesome. Third-party endorsement goes a long way with a lot of people. And when your third-party endorsement is live with a video or on a video that's, you know, preserved forever in that customer's voice so that that translation comes through, that it goes a long way. How to is still the most searched phrase on YouTube. And as you guys know, Google owns YouTube, so you can kind of put two and two together. How to videos are huge. I think they kind of go hand in hand with the explainer videos, but events where you broadcast events that are happening, interviews where you are getting information from a trusted, recognized resource, animated videos, something you can create yourself, and Canva's getting better and better with that kind of stuff every day. And I never want to forget or omit user-generated. Customers that tap into video that their clients make, it's game-changing. And if you don't believe me, there is a little 80-year-old grandmother that has a sponsorship deal with Eagle Brand condensed milk because of a video they posted while they were getting ready for Thanksgiving. And a young lady who has a brand new car from Stanley because her Stanley cup, the ice stayed cold in her car after she had a car fire. And Stanley saw the video and replaced the car and gave her a whole bunch of Stanleys. User-generated content really works for brands. So don't ignore it when people tag you in their user-generated content. But when you go live on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook, it's a great way to get new followers and increase your engagement with your current audience and attract new eyeballs to your product or service. But it also helps you sell products directly. So much easier. Again, nobody explains it like you do. It's so much easier to do it when it's you telling your own story. It helps. Good morning, Jaden. How are you this morning? I feel like I need to look over the bar. Jaden's one of our team members. She's awesome. You guys, truly, if you are not familiar with her, she's been featured on our Instagram if you want to check her out over there. Okay, so let's talk about live specifically. I'm going to focus on Facebook just because it's one of the most popular platforms for businesses to go live on. TikTok still scares a lot of business owners, especially folks who are trying to do it all by themselves. That constant video generation can be kind of overwhelming. So let's look at Facebook and let's look at live. Facebook live videos drive 3 times the engagement of a regular organically uploaded video. People are 10 times more likely to comment on live because they can see you and talk to you right there. Live videos are watched about 3 times longer than other videos. Longer lives have higher engagement than shorter ones. And when I say longer, I mean videos that have like up to an hour, not just 2 minutes, but a whole hour's worth of video. And 82% of people prefer live to text-based post. Most people prefer anything to text-based post. They like the visual engagement. And you're so constantly, everybody's being pulled in every direction constantly for their attention. So the sparkly item that revolves and has, streamers gets their attention, and video does that. You're talking to them directly. It's a great way for you to connect with your audience. It helps increase your discoverability because Facebook prioritizes live videos, so they're going to let more people see it. And that engagement is really good for your stats. I can tell you from personal experience, we go live every Wednesday morning on 3 channels, and without fail, those live videos get better engagement than almost anything else we do, period. You do want to keep in mind, I did focus on Facebook, but you can go live on any platform, any of them. So you need to keep in mind to choose the right platform. It's important that you connect with your audience, but you need to know where that audience is. So you can go streaming live on multiple platforms. That's what I'm doing right now. Wednesday mornings, we stream on LinkedIn, YouTube, and Facebook at the same time. And I will tell you how we do that in just a minute. But you need to use current and engaging content. So when we plan these topics for Wednesday morning, we do research. We find out what you guys want to know. We take your comments and questions into consideration before we move forward and research the topic so that we can bring you what it is you need. You definitely need to notify your audience. We normally announce these lives at the beginning of the month so everybody knows what we're going to talk about. And then we also want to announce them or remind people the day before so that they have an opportunity to be there. And because I do it at the same time every week, you train your audience when to come look for you. They know Wednesdays at 10 o'clock, I'm going to be in front of the camera talking about social media or marketing stuff. That's just the way it is. You want to be sure to respond to your questions and comments. And just in case you guys missed it, on this particular platform, you can display your comments and talk to them directly. It makes it so easy. And you can see from the icon on here that she is talking to me through Facebook. I love this platform, and I'm going to tell you what it is in just a second. And it's a great way to have a call to action. So what platform is it? It's StreamYard. Just like it sounds, stream, not a river, but a stream, and yard. It is amazing. It allows you not only to, you can go in and record stuff on it, and that's fine, but it allows you to go live on multiple platforms at the same time. It's really it's unlimited. You can stream on anything you want to stream on. It allows you to display comments. And I think this is so cool. If we have comments from multiple platforms, once this live is over, it segregates the comments to the platform where it originated. So Jaden's comment will only appear on Facebook. And if someone comments from LinkedIn, that comment will only appear on LinkedIn. I love that. And while I'm going live, I can see where they are because it shows me the icon that's listed at the bottom of the page. I can hide or unhide her comments. I can put up a banner that across the bottom while I'm talking. I can answer a question. I can create a banner while we're talking and give you guys information that you may want. Add banner, show, really, really simple. I love StreamYard. It allows you to do stuff you wouldn't otherwise be able to do. And we use it constantly for interview Q&A style content for clients. We can get some questions pre-approved. We can sit them down, make sure their lighting is good. You want to make sure that your eye level with your camera, nobody looks good from below. So eye level with your camera, ideally natural light is best, but you want to have really good lighting. You want to make sure your sound works well and that your camera's clear. And there's Michaela. See, watching from LinkedIn, and you see the icon right there. Love that because it tells you exactly where they are. I just think that is the coolest thing ever. So technically, when you log into StreamYard, it will ask you about, it checks your microphone, it checks your camera. You can remove yourself, you can share video, I can share my screen. It does all those cool things. Something it does, of course, that Zoom doesn't do is the branded. I can have my information, my logo up there in the corner. I can, take it down if I want to. I don't have to show it if I don't want to. I can have the banner that goes across the bottom and I can display comments, and Zoom doesn't do that. Something else that I can do is preload information. If I wanted to show you the video of the girl with the Stanley Cup who got the new car, I can totally do that. I could have that video either loaded on a separate URL like YouTube, or I could have it where it's preloaded on my computer and then display it. It just, there's so many options on StreamYard that are not available through anywhere else. Love it. And now Jaden is an overachiever. She's going to comment on YouTube too, just so you could see all the icons, because that's funny. Thank you, Jaden and Michaela. I really appreciate that. So yeah, if you haven't embraced video for your business, you absolutely have to. It gets more eyeballs to what you're doing. It really allows you to tell your story and show your personality. And that's what you want to do. Everything we've talked about so far this year, I've talked about trends. I've talked about things that are going to happen in 2024 that you need to be ready for. And one thing I have heard repeatedly, consistently, is transparency. People want to see you for who you are. They don't want the filtered version. They want the real version. And video allows that. It makes that so much easier for any business size, small business who's solopreneur, or larger businesses who have, hundreds of employees. It gives you that personal touch. It lets you connect to a real individual human being. And that's what a lot of people are looking for right now. Video is going to help you do that. So thank you guys for joining me this week. Next week, we are going to talk about, before I get to next week, I did mention trends. Let me kind of back up. I got a little ahead of myself, got excited. I want to get more into the trend parts before we depart. Let me give you guys some trends that are happening in video so you know what's going on. AI is being used more. I know you know this. I know you've heard this. There is an Instagram account that the model they use is entirely AI, but it's coming in video form as well. And that's something you need to be aware of. Videos are included in more and more email and newsletters. I can tell you that we use a video as our primary focus on our newsletter that goes out every week. I have a tip of the week on video that goes through our newsletter that doesn't go anywhere else. If you don't have our newsletter, you're not going to see that tip of the week. And normally it's unique content. I don't post it anywhere else. So if your FOMO is killing you, go sign up for our newsletter on the website so you can see those things that come out every single Thursday afternoon. Product videos are going to be more prevalent this year, again, because more businesses are embracing video and they're showcasing their products through video. You're going to see more real people on camera. I think that that's what people want. If you, there's a lady, Celeste, who kind of pokes fun, not only at herself, but at this very modified, cultivated, fake accounts that have these videos with these picture perfect models who have been airbrushed so incredibly edited images. And she shows the edited image and then she shows herself. And she has millions of followers because I think people really appreciate that. Everything you see online is not necessarily real. And people crave that real. Again, they crave the connection. Community is huge and it's going to be get bigger in 2024. People who are your brand warriors, people, and I've said this many times, I'd rather have 100 people who are super connected to you than have 1,000 people follow you who just don't know who you are. Those brand warriors, that community is where your next client comes from, truly. Longer form videos are making a comeback. And when I say longer form videos for 2024, I mean 2 to 5 minutes. I don't mean an hour. I mean up to 5 minutes. You have to experiment with that and really see what works for you and kind of go from there. And the easiest way to do that is to schedule content that's 2 minutes consistently for a few weeks and see how it does. And then, of course, you want to integrate it with short form video because 100% short form video is here to stay. It's not going anywhere. It is prioritized on almost every single platform. Seriously. Also, you're going to see more videos without sound. I am not telling you to make videos without sound, but I do think that you're going to see more where people can watch them in public because there's no sound on them. So make sure that your captions are on so people can read them. 85% of people on Facebook watch a video with the sound off. Just a heads up so you know. A lot of folks watch videos in public or they watch videos at work and they don't want anybody to know they're watching, so they turn off the sound. That's just the way it is. And that's it. I think those are the big trends that we're going to see for 2024. AI in particular, it's coming. So if it's not something you familiarize yourself with, now is the time and really time to embrace the short form video so you can build that community and tell your story. I am Karen Taradas. I would love it if you would join me next week. We're going to talk about continuing education opportunities that we support. There's so many free things online that you can participate in that can help you grow not only personally, but professionally. So many cool opportunities. And I'm going to share those with you so that you can tap into some of those resources as well. Until next week, I am Karen Taradas with Social U, and I'm here to help. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for joining us for the Social University podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media at Stay Social U. That's the letter U. And we will talk to you next week. Remember, you've got this.